Here we are at Friday already. My, my, my. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Now, we're talking about you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. John 8:32. So, and we pointed out the fact that the word know there is gnosko in the Greek. It means to have intimate knowledge of. In the book of Matthew, and Joseph knew not his wife until after Jesus was born. So it's that same word, gnosko. And Jesus said, it literally said this, and you shall, if you continue in my word, you'll be my disciples indeed. And you shall have an intimate relationship with the truth, and that relationship will make you free.
Yes. Amen.
It will make you free.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes.
So, and from everything and anything from which you need deliverance, it will make you free of drugs.
Yes.
It will make you free, and we're going to find this out in the book of Romans. So let's turn there in the first chapter of the book of Romans, and we'll begin reading with the 15th verse. The apostle Paul said, I am debtor both to the Greeks, to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God. Now, you remember yesterday we talked about the full armor of God? Mm-hmm. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about the Roman soldier. So, your feet shod with the prep. In other words, you're walking in the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now, I want to read all the way down here to this 25th verse. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, we could stop right there. What did he say? Unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. What does that mean? They know what the truth is. They don't want to believe it. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, there's that word know,
yeah.
They knew God. They glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beast and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie. They knew it and did it. Changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who blessed them forever. Amen. They changed the truth of God into a lie. That's dangerous. And we see it right here in this country all the time. And it's going on all the way around the world, but this country is our business. And there's a lot of things. Anytime anybody does that, let's say somebody does that financially. Change the truth of it into a lie. Well, I'll tell you right now, you can't live in this country or anywhere else without borrowing money. You can't do that. And you ask someone, well, you came too late for glory in me because we've already done it. And since we did that way, then the church, Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And you know the series, The Chosen?
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
And you know what those young folks have done? They don't make a new episode until they have the money to pay for it. And no banker, nobody can come in there and say, well, now you're not going to get our money if you're going to go that far with this thing. Well, we just politely ask you just to go on back where you came from. Isn't that wonderful? Glory to God. Amen. That's rich. And it's rich in the eyes of God. Because the Apostle Paul brought that out, in 2 Corinthians, that you be well supplied with no aid of any outside help or support.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God, yes. Hallelujah. Isn't that outstanding?
That's outstanding.
So now you have it. Change the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Now somebody comes along and says, well, now, and I'm not making this up. But I heard it. Well, you don't understand. My Creator made me this way. Oral Roberts had the answer for that. Because this is nothing new.
Right.
He said, I heard him preach it. God has never made anyone something He has already forbidden.
Right.
He's never made anyone a thief.
That's right.
He's never made anyone a murderer. Amen.
Amen.
Never.
Never.
That's not that, but that's the answer to it.
That's the answer.
That's the truth.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Now you can take that truth and change things.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it done. I have seen it done. Amen.
Amen.
And it's just amazing. And then there are testimonies of that. Praise God forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. So, and what do we do? We pray. That's what we do. And we love people. And we love people. Thank you, Jesus. We love people. And the Bible is very outspoken in the Hall of Fame of Faith in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. And it mentions Rahab the harlot.
Yes.
Right.
Now, why does the Bible keep calling her Rahab the harlot? Well, for one thing, she's Jesus' great-great-grandmother.
<Come on.
Yes>. She's in His lineage.
Yes.
And, hey, she was Rahab the harlot.
That's right.
But it keeps pointing out that it's faith is what changed her, and faith is what brought her into the Hall of Fame. Glory to God. And there are certain people in heaven that I'm really looking forward to meeting. And she's one of them. I want to know her. I want to know the woman at the well. I want to know the woman with the issue of blood. Girl, what is your name?
Praise God. Oh,
yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, thank you. Since Brother Hagin preached about her so much, I imagine she went up to him and said, would you like to know my name? Yes, very much. Love to know your name, girl. But that's the reason this book is so good. And I have to point this out. God is love.
Yes, he is.
And each one of these people, the only reason he brings these things up is he loves you.
Yes.
And he wants to affect change.
Yes.
And bring about a prosperous life worth living. Even through old age.
Yes.
And until death.
Right.
Until departure.
Amen.
Old age. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. And Keith Moore said, we're going to live, get so old people call us old. Thank you, Lord. And I said that to Pat Robertson. He looked at me. He's already 90 when I said that. He said, well, yeah. Because you didn't know anybody any older than you at the time. And I told him, I said, try as hard as I can. I can't seem to catch up with you. Praise God. And he has, when he retired from television, I wrote him. I said, we're really going to miss you. And on TV, he said, well, but I'm going to hold you to something. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. And he gave me the date. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm going when I'm 120, and you're going to preach the service. I said, I'll be there. I said, I'll be there. I won't be gone yet.
Amen.
Say, you old guys are dreaming. No,
I'm believing.
It's in the book. Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Yeah. Whoa, where were we? Well, all right. Now, and Romans, let's see, in the second chapter, first verse, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another and condemneth thyself, for thou judgest, doest the same things. Be sure that the judgment of God is according to truth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, you're a judge. You better be sure your judgment is true.
Hallelujah.
Now let's talk about judges today. Some of them are not all they're cracked up should be. They're not supposed to be political. But some of them just can't help it. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Now we go back to the full armor of God.
Yes.
And here's what you really have to understand some things from the book of Daniel to even know what the wicked spirits in the heavenlies, to even know who they are. Yes. Daniel, what, the 12th chapter? On a partial fast, he ate no pleasant bread.
Mm-hmm.
He had been there 21 days. Mm-hmm. And suddenly, the archangel, the messenger Gabriel, came and said, fear not, Daniel. We heard you from the first day. But the spirit of Persia came.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that? Iran. That same thing. The spirit of Persia came and withstood me. I'm paraphrasing now. But then the archangel Michael, the archangel of the armies, the angelic armies of God, came and helped me. And when we leave, the spirit of Greece will come. The spirit of Greece. The spirits that the devil himself has assigned to different nations. Well, what do you think he has assigned to the spirit of the United States? This is his biggest problem on the face of the earth. There's still more word of God going out of here than any other place on the planet, and it is still this nation that is standing next to the state of Israel. And the devil calls us the big Satan and Israel the little Satan, so that ought to tell you something. But we know the truth.
We know the truth.
If that can be taught to political leaders, then they would understand why they had certain decisions, made certain decisions and prayed before they got there. They won the election and went to Washington. And suddenly, they begin to change what they first saw, and maybe I ought to go that way, and begin to compromise and lose everything they did. Well, who do you think did that? Principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and wicked spirits in the heavenlies. I can take the Bible and prove to you who it was, but I don't have time to do that right now. Lucifer was an archangel. The archangel of praise and worship and music. And he fell like lightning. Jesus said that, but if we had time, we could go to the Bible and point it out and just show it exactly when it happened and why and where and so forth, and why this place is in the shape that it's in and why it had to be flooded. Not Noah's flood, the face of the deep, the waters. And that's the truth. And knowing these truths bring about a victorious life. Because when things are not quite exactly like what they look like, go to the truth. Oh, God, this is your truth. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. And you say, well, he's promised us 70 or 80 years. No. No, he promised us 120. But in Numbers, this is God speaking. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do unto you. They kept saying, we're going to die in this desert. We are going to die in this desert. We're going to die in this desert. He brought us out here to kill us. They only praised him one time, and that's after he split the Red Sea. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless you shall not come into the land concerning which I swore to make you dwell therein, save Caleb and Joshua. But your little ones, which you said would be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness. It didn't mean they were lost. Right. They kept saying it. They're covenant people. And it came to the place, they kept saying that. They kept saying that. And to keep them from being totally destroyed. He said, you're just going to come home to me. And Moses, in the 90th Psalm, mm-hmm. was lamenting and saying, we're dying at 70 and some 80 if by strength. But in Genesis 6:3, it says, let's look at it. That's pretty close to the front. It came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, daughters were born unto them. Then the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives, all of which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit, same spirit in us today, shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. The New Living said, he's only flesh. So his days shall be 120 years. That's what God said, not 70 or 80. I've got my heart set on it. The Lord asked me to do it. Now, there's a lot of people that have lived old. And I kept questioning him about that. And the bottom line was, he said, it's because of the anointing to preach the word of faith. And he said, I don't have that in the earth. He took me 10 years at a time up the road. And he got up to 80 and 90. And he said, when you get up around 85 or 90 on preaching the word of faith, he said, I don't have that in the earth. And he said, I have anointings from 90 to 100, from 100 to 110, 115, 120. And he said, those anointings are the greatest of all when the prophet's ministry and the word of faith can come to its full manifestation. And miracles like nobody has ever seen will come to pass when people begin to believe on that level. Well, you don't have to be that old to get it, but once it's taught and revealed, then the people will just follow it.
Right.
Not in this country, but all over the world.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Ah.
Hallelujah.
Genesis 6:3.
Genesis.
Yes.
Yes.
I take it.
Yes.
I have it.
Glory
to God, it's glory mine.
God.
And we're out of time again today.
Yes.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus! I have a voice. My voice is the voice of victory. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even my faith.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. March 23 through 25, come to the Sacramento Victory Campaign in North Highlands, California. April 13 through 15, join us at the Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri. June 22 through 24, make plans to be at the Chattanooga Victory Campaign in Chattanooga, Tennessee. July 31 through August 5, don't miss our annual meeting at the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. And October 26 through 28, come to the St. Louis Victory Campaign in Sunset Hills, Missouri. Go to kcm.org/events for more information.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. The Bible is truth. It is the written word of God. And when you know the truth will make you free. The word has the same authority as God. Whatever you need freedom from or deliverance from, the wisdom of God is right there for you to receive from Him. If you missed any of the broadcasts this week, you can still go back and study the word whenever it's convenient for you. Just go to kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel and watch them free on demand. Every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and our foundation scripture is in Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. As you sow into KCM, you're making a way for the Word of God to be shared with others so they can also know Jesus as their Lord and Savior and live a victorious life of faith. The Word of the Lord came to Brother Copeland in 1967 to preach this uncompromised Word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. Partners, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are thankful for you and appreciate your faithful giving. Because of you and the faithfulness of Jesus, hundreds of millions of people have heard the gospel and have received Jesus as their Lord. You have a part in every soul that has been saved through this ministry and associated ministry outreaches. You're also a part of every broadcast, magazine, product, social post, and every event that delivers the Word of God. We know that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, He can't bless you. You have come to Him believing that He is and that He rewards those who diligently seek Him. Let me pray over your offering. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release the flow of blessing on everybody who has sown into this ministry today. I thank you, Lord, for a bountiful harvest that's coming their way right now, that each one of them is like a tree planted by the rivers of living water, as you said in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Go to church this weekend, come together with other believers in church, and as you pray and worship the Lord, give God all the glory for all of His goodness and all of His grace that He's pouring out on your life. God bless you.
It has been a wonderful thing to have you here all this week to know the truth and the truth make you free. And I believe with all my heart, many of you have gathered the truth concerning healing and you're free. And untold numbers of you have accepted the Lord Jesus and you're free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's made you free. And now you know Him. You know the truth. You know Him personally. Hallelujah. And the life of victory is yours. And we'll see you next week. We'll go down these same lines as the Lord is directing. And we just bless you. May the Lord bless and keep you. His face shine upon you. Glory to God. And over this weekend, you go to church somewhere and say, hey, listen to what I found out. Hallelujah. Until then, remember this. God loves you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To give by text the letters KCM to 36609.